Hi, welcome to Truth Be Known. As I'm sitting here drinking my hot coffee, I was going to do a podcast about something different than what I'm about to do. I know it's crazy, right? Well, that's all right, because this is just going with the flow. But as I was thinking, let's talk about this, okay? What's happening on Monday? That's Monday, April the 8th. They're having school cancellations, and they're telling all of us people. See, I live in Mountain Home, Arkansas. As if you couldn't tell by my voice that I'm from Arkansas. I don't know. I don't really think I have an accent, but some people think that I do when I'm in different places. But anyways, so the eclipse is going on. And wow, so many people are talking about this area that people's coming in and staying the night and gonna be here and to get stocked up on your essentials that you're gonna need. You know, just pretend it's like a 4th of July or something else like that where people's gonna come in and get the gas, and I don't know, you know, the restaurants will be full because we're just a small little town here, and they're predicting a lot of people coming here to see this eclipse. And it's just fathoming to me. I read something this morning about this meeting that they had over in Greer's Ferry. Greer's Ferry is over an hour from Mountain Home, Arkansas. But they were talking about stuff like, let's see. The person conducting the meeting was head of the emergency management. The entire eclipse will run, I told that. There's going to be supply and restocking issues. So by Thursday, make sure you have your supplies and your tanks full of gas. All animals should be kept inside your barns, the horses, the cats, the dogs, because the sudden darkness could scare an animal. Also, it says the self-service could go down and Wi-Fi might be out. And 911 might have some issues. Oh my. But, you know, why would they have issues? I think you could still call 911 even if there is no cell service. I think that still goes through. But, oh wow, so many things that they're predicting. They said, let's see, the state is advertising 2 to 3 million expected. But they figure 4 million will watch in the state of Arkansas. Holy cow! They say that Greer's Ferry local area has visitors already booked from China, Australia, Japan, France, and Canada. The overflow camping area at Shiloh for scouts has been completely booked by the Japanese. Isn't this amazing? I mean, we hear little Arkansas people are over here going, oh, we're having an eclipse, and you know, it's gonna last for 2 minutes, maybe 4 at the most, and we're in our homes, and they're actually telling us in Mountain Home, Arkansas, to stay at your house. They're telling us, don't get out in your community because there might be too many people out. We can't even enjoy our own community. What's up with that? That is so crazy. Oh, my goodness. And let's see what else they say. Check on your neighbors in case the cell phone, cell service goes out. You want to make sure that they're safe. Be careful. Don't look at the sun or any of that without glasses. Make sure your camera, you can't just point your camera at the sun. It also can hurt your camera, so it needs glasses. Now, this isn't a joke. These are things that are real, and this is a real meeting that happened. It's just crazy because here we are in the middle of this, and most of us are like, what in the world? What is the big hype all about? I don't know, but in ways, it's pretty cool. So it says in Mountain Home, Arkansas, the partial eclipse begins at 12:36. The totality begins at 1:53 p.m. Maximum totality is 1:54 p.m. The totality ends at 1:56 p.m. The partial eclipse ends at 3:12 p.m. Well, as I was listening, and you know, you just hear about all this with this eclipse, and people are really taking this and running with it. I mean, they're having coffee drinks that's named after this, and having, this is kind of cool in ways, at products at our local grocery store where they have an area of, oh, you know, come, this is the totality place, the eclipse, if you want your, you know, your Oreos, because, oh, Oreos are black and white and you can make an eclipse out of them. I don't know. It's crazy. I know it is. But then I saw a video of a man that was talking about Easter, and it's kind of crazy because our president made Easter, March 31st, a different day, I think a day of transgender or something weird. And have you noticed that Easter was early this year? I don't really understand that. I don't really understand all the different calendars, like the Jewish calendar and our calendar. Well, of course, it never, you know, coincides with each other, so I'm not going to get into anything like that. But it is kind of neat. I mean, I'm just the type of person that I like things to make sense. And a lot of these things don't make sense on, like, the Passover is April the 22nd. But yet we have celebrated Easter on the 31st. And maybe, you know, I don't really go into detail about this stuff, but I like it to make sense. And I don't understand how we can just change dates or whatever. But in looking at all these things, well, now I'm thinking on the lines of Jesus in this eclipse. Not just, this is cool stuff in the sky, because it says in the end times, there will be signs in the sky. So be watching for those signs. And I do believe this is a sign in the sky. So we need to actually be more in tune to what's going on, rather than just thinking, oh, this is whatever, you know, this happened so many years, blah blah blah. You know, we need to be in tune with this and really seek out information concerning this. But as I was thinking about this, I thought of Jesus. You know, he was nailed to that cross and he was laid in the tomb, and people just think he must have been in there for 3 days and then he rose up from the grave. But that wasn't how it happened. He come, or when he was laid down to rest in that tomb, he went to hell. You know, people were in hell, and he had to preach to people in hell, because he's the savior of the world. And in order for them to go to heaven, they have to receive him as their savior. So he preached to them. And he took back the keys from Satan, because Satan had the keys of the kingdom. Satan was in authority over the earth, but Jesus got the keys back from him. You know, there was a lot going on in that 3 days, so we just kind of say, oh, he was in the tomb and didn't do anything. Well, he wasn't just in the tomb, and he was fighting for us. That's what he was doing. And when he made it complete when he rose from the grave. He dragged us out from that grave. We just went with him to heaven and were seated on the right hand of the Father, just like Jesus is. But as I was thinking of this eclipse, the total darkness, and I thought of him on the cross and how it's total darkness and it's quiet and everybody's looking. And you see Jesus. And he died, and he went to hell for you. He hung on the cross. He was beaten and scourged and tormented. Oh my goodness, they couldn't even recognize his body because it was so torn and bruised, and I just couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine being his mother and having to see my son like that. But not only is he her son, but he is our Savior and Lord. And so when we are looking in the sky at the eclipse and it turns to darkness, it will turn to light again, because from the darkness is the light, and it cannot be darkness with light. And Jesus is the light. So I want you to look up at that eclipse, and I want you to say, oh, it's dark now. Oh, I might be going through some things now. Oh, yeah, it looks bad now, but Jesus, he rose out of that grave. He rose up out of that grave for me. It's just for us. Oh, Jesus, there is the light. He lives. He lives forevermore. He lives, and he can live on the inside of you. He gives us that resurrection power. But if you don't know Jesus, you won't ever be able to experience any of this. So this is a different kind of podcast today, but I want to see if you are realizing that these are end times. And we're going to have to make a decision. And I pray that you make the decision to accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And accept him into your heart. And find a good, solid word church that's going to help you and teach you and be with you. Because we will have struggles. It says that we will have struggles in the world. We live in the world. But we will live one day in eternity with Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. And God the Father and the Holy Spirit, he is on the inside of us right now because Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to earth. But that's for another podcast one of these days. Anyways, I appreciate you joining me today. And if you have any questions concerning this, just send a message and we will get back with you and we will pray for you. And God bless you. And this is Truth Be Known.